Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Yair producing today. Hello.
It's my call sign.
It's a little bird call.
It is. It's funny.
They make bird whistles for it.
I can't wait till I get to meet your mom and I can just scream ya ya at her and she'll scream right back at me.
Because that's her grandmother name. Because it's a Greek / Albanian thing. It's a Mediterranean, like, common name for grandmother.
And it's also, my name's Arabic, so it's all mushed together at the end.
I was going to say, yeah, it really do be like that. I mean, my name is French, and we ain't French at all. We ain't even a little French.
This is what they said, that the U.S. is a melting pot, right? You got a Mexican with an Albanian, Mediterranean nickname, but is with an Arab name. It's just what it is. Like, that's how we roll in the U.S.
Are we not living the American dream of the melting pot right here? The American dream also is being at the Super Bowl. You guys were there for like a whole week. I can't even believe I still have colleagues. Like, I don't even know how any of you survived.
I can't believe I'm still alive at this point, if I'm honest. We stayed at a great sister hotel of Circa called The D. So you can know all the jokes are great all week long talking about The D.
Oh, no. Oh, they so did that on purpose, right?
I hope so. It's Vegas. You want to stay at the D. Like, I think it should be something. It was a good hotel. Shout out Circa. Shout out them because they all got to help us out. But it was a good hotel at the end of the day.
Yeah, it looked like you guys had a lot of fun. I'll definitely ask you some more questions in a bit. But guys, the Super Bowl is over. It is finally unofficially baseball season, at least in my eyes. It is Monday, February 12th. We are 45 days away from opening day against the Arizona Diamondbacks, a Ulysse Chassin number of days, a Scott Oberg number of days, most recently a Chase Anderson number of days. And we have 53 days until the Rockies are back here in Colorado for the home opener. A Gary Wayne number of days. Just a very, not a number that is used a lot. 11 days, guys, until we have live baseball at spring training at Salt River Fields. A Brad Hop number of days. Let's freaking go.
I'm a Hop guy.
Who isn't a Hop guy?
I was a huge Brad Hop guy growing up.
Gotta be a Hop guy, man. Also a Cole Tucker number of days.
Not really a Cole Tucker guy. Big Vanessa Hudgens guy. Not a Cole Tucker guy.
Vanessa Hudgens was in Dubai over the weekend for like some event. I couldn't tell.
You think she took Cole with her?
I hope so. I mean, honestly, I could see him playing in the like Middle Eastern Asian baseball league that I don't remember what they're calling it, but it's like the live golf of baseball.
They're taking over the world with those sports. I don't think they're going to actually take over, but they're trying.
I mean, I think it'll be cool to have, like, professional baseball games played in, like, Mumbai. Like, that's freaking wild.
At 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Like, I need another thing to wake up at odd hours for. Please, I've done enough. Guys, pitchers and catchers officially report on Thursday, by the way. It's so freaking soon. A lot of them are already down there. You know. All right, we got to talk about the big game. Again, I do not know how all of you made it back alive. What were your thoughts, watching the Super Bowl? Were you already back here or did you just get back today?
So we got back Friday night.
Oh, okay.
We were there for Radio Row, talking to all
for
these
the
really
work
cool.
Week.
Exactly. We were working that whole week. Mm-hmm. We were back, thankfully, because we could not have handled another day, I think, in Vegas. At the end of the day, I thought it was a really fun experience. I really did miss my colleagues. But the Super Bowl sucked.
Yeah, I was going to say, I went through it last year watching my favorite football team lose to the Chiefs in a game that I thought I freaking had. And then we had to watch the Chiefs win all over again. Was this one more painful for Broncos fans?
Yeah, and we know why. The ceremony itself hurt a lot.
Yeah, like, what is the deal with John Elway hand-delivering the Lombardi Trophy to, like, the team that fans in Denver hate the most? Like, what? How did this happen?
So, apparently, according to our insider, Henry Chisholm, it was the 25-year anniversary of the first Super Bowl the Broncos won. So, every 25 years, the team that won gets to hand over the trophy over again as a celebration. It just happened to be that it was the Chiefs and the Niners. If it was Eagles, Ravens, anybody it would have been, it was going to be a John Elway was going to be there.
They can't possibly do that every year. Because, like, wouldn't there be a time when, like, the team that won 25 years ago could be the team that lost that night? And then, like, the a legend from that team? Like, there's no.
It's going to happen. Trust me. It's going to happen. And it's part of the whole thing.
Man, that's dirty. That's fucking cold, man. I thought it was a very interesting game. I was obviously not as invested one way or the other as maybe some other people that were around me. I loved trending on Twitter this morning, by the way, 40 whiners.
I mean, they lost it. They lost it themselves. Again, the thing that hurts the most is it's the Chiefs, right? That's the thing that just kind of kills you. But I hate the Chiefs. I was actually not that invested in the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was already done with Super Bowl. I did it the whole week. I was like, I don't care anymore.
Were you as invested as I was in the Nickelodeon broadcast?
I was actually. I loved it.
I had, we did have, so like the main TV had the main broadcast, but then like I always have a second TV set up in the living room for the Super Bowl specifically. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like, we're going to have the Nickelodeon broadcast on. First of all, it looked amazing. Second, I loved, so the dude who voices Patrick Starr, like, actually used to play football, like played college football, was offered numerous college football scholarships. So anyway, they had like Sandy Cheeks is her name. Sandy Cheeks, the Aaron Andrews of this football game. It was fantastic. The broadcast was so unserious with like little, like, heart eyes on SpongeBob every time they showed Taylor Swift. They showed Taylor Swift a lot. My favorite was when they had, like, the little, like, heart around Travis Kelce's face. And, like, it also labeled him as Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Which, technically, it's the correct label. Like, you know, it's not the most important one, maybe, but it's the correct one.
It's not incorrect. It's certainly not incorrect. This is what they like put all these like emojis and sunglasses and whatever on Patrick Mahomes after the Chiefs won. I was like, oh my gosh, imagine winning the Super Bowl. And like, this is what they do to you.
It doesn't matter how big you are. Nickelodeon will nickify you.
Oh my, it doesn't matter how big you are. They had like fake fish celebrities in the stands, like Doja Catfish, Oprah Winfrey. What was the one you saw?
Finn Diesel.
Finn Diesel.
That one was my favorite name. That's easily best. Top 10.
Ugh, I loved it. Did you have any favorite ads?
Ads? Actually, I didn't put... Again, I was so done with the Super Bowl. Like, I watched it, but it was like background noise at some point.
Wow. Wow. Oh my gosh, wait. Scott. Oh, hello, Scott. Why is Sandy wearing the helmet? She's on land. Okay, if you like really watch the Nickelodeon broadcast, I think they were pretending that the Super Bowl was happening underwater because there were jellyfish swimming around. And also they had like a slight overlay that looked like underwater, like the rays, like some waves. I think like they were the Nickelodeon version in that cinematic universe. The Super Bowl was actually underwater.
Also, do you see that SpongeBob did his famous song?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was incredible.
Wait, it also looked like the Rihanna halftime show from last year with like the different levels. And I'm like, oh, this is like actually really good content.
One day it's going to be all virtual when we do a halftime show. One day. It's going to get there one day.
There's going to be like an AI Michael Jackson doing the Super Bowl one year, and we're all going to fucking hate it.
It's coming your way, guys. Just getting you guys prepared.
Damn it. Damn it. All right. Hey, you know what's always going to get you prepared for the day, especially if you're like me and you are always rushing to get gas and maybe a snack while you're there? Circle K, you guys, the Inner Circle. You can join this. It's absolutely free. All you need is an email address and a phone number. That is so... The bar is so low, you guys. But you're going to get so much out of it. The first five fill-ups you get, you're going to get 25 cents off a gallon. You're going to get 5 free Polar Pops. You are going to get some free items every sixth time you buy them, like pizza, things from the roller grill, dispensed beverages, etc. They are always hooking it up for us with the snacks. They're hooking it up for you, too. You can text... You can text one of Colorado's Circle K locations. You're going to text DNVR to 31310. Again, that's DNVR, like the name of this company, like Denver without the vowels. DNVR to 31310 to get a free Polar Pop of any size. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. And you guys, Bet365, oh my gosh, you know the lines were all popping last night. We love our friends at Bet365. Now that football's over, don't worry, they still got you covered for the NBA, the NHL. The bottom line, Bet365, they do not do ordinary. Every sport should be epic in their eyes. And right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account with Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up. Deposit $10 and you can choose between either a bet and get offer where you place a bet of $5 or more and you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, or a first bet safety net. You can bet up to $2,000 on a qualifying bet. And if that bet loses, you will receive a matched refund in bonus bets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it is never ordinary at Bet365. They've got a great Tuesday night NBA offer too. If you place a $50 bet or more on a pregame or live in-game, same game parlay, or a parlay on any NBA game this Tuesday, and you can get $25 in bonus bets to use across any sport. But yeah, here at Bet365, they do not do ordinary. They don't even know what that word means. But make sure you sign up for Bet365. Use code DNVR365. Check out our boosts and see why it is never ordinary at Bet365. You must be 21 or older and physically located in the state of Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 or older, gotta be in Colorado, gotta gamble responsibly. Yaya, did you make any big bets?
I thankfully forgot to press bet, or else I would have lost a lot of money.
What was the bet that would have lost you?
It was like a, I think I did like a 15-leg parlay.
A 15-leg parlay?
It was like, what? It was a 10 to win 10,000 or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like, should I put, I was like, should I just gamble some of my life savings on this? And if it hits, I don't come to work today.
Oh my gosh. My boyfriend had bet, it was like plus 2,500 odds for not a single touchdown in the game. And like, that was a good bet for a while. So we were like, oh my God, he just put like $5 out. And he's like, oh my gosh, like, am I a genius? And then it did not pan out.
It felt a little bit like that office meme, right? It's happening. It's happening.
Yes, it kind of did. Kind of did. It's happening in terms of baseball. Today, the Rockies were not dragged on national media, as far as I can say. MLB.com, they do this story often. They pick one storyline to watch for each and every team. And their writers, a.k.a. Thomas Harding for the Rockies part, this is what he's saying that we should look out at. And we agree because we've been talking about all the same stuff. Three of the four Rockies that are on MLB Pipeline's top 100 list will be at Major League Camp. And that's very exciting. The even more exciting part is that none of them have even reached Triple A yet. None of those four top 100 prospects have even touched Triple A. That is some young talent right there in the low levels of our minor leagues. Do you love it, Yaya, or do you?
I'm all like, for it.
Or are you obsessed with it?
No, I'm like, I sleep. I go to bed thinking about this all the time, you know? I go to bed thinking about the top 100 pipeline. It gets me hyped, you know, like there's times I sometimes have to hit a little bit of kind love or a little bit something just so I can stop thinking about it because it's so exciting all the time.
Oh, my God. OK.
But in all honesty, it is really fun to think that like if they're good enough, not even to hit AAA and they can go straight to the majors. It's an exciting time to be a Rockies fan.
You know what? That would be, I do wonder. I mean, there's four of these top prospects. Could any of them make the jump right to the majors? I'm going to say probably not, but, you know, it sure is fun to try. Those four top prospects, or was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So Adeel Amador, Yankiel Fernandez, and Jordan Beck have not even been to AAA yet. Also, heading to spring training, four of the top 10 Rockies prospects, like just for our Rockies organization, they're also going to be there. Zach Veen, Sterling Thompson, Benny Montgomery, Warming Barnabel, and Drew Romo, who was in AAA for just a second, just four games in Albuquerque this most recent season. So these will all be very exciting to watch. Yeah, the long story short of it, a lot of young talent, a lot of it coming from the lower levels of the farm system. So we're going to have a lot of exciting things to keep track of this spring. This was definitely a little bit more of a positive storyline compared to some of the other teams, like the Padres. When are reinforcements coming? I mean, I feel like we could say that too, but that's all they have to talk about, apparently.
It's a bad team with no storylines. San Diego's beautiful, but not the Padres. That's what it is.
Right.
I think we could also talk more about Tatis and Machado, in my opinion, than reinforcements.
You know what? I mean, like, yeah, they are the stars of the show. I love Manny Machado, though, and how much he's matured the past couple of years. I'm a fan. You have to appreciate, like, the talent that's around you, even if it's from a rival team.
People hate this take, but I love Machado. People hate this take, but I was a Machado fan. Before he was when he was in the Dodgers, like I love the shithousery he brings.
Yeah,
I love that he's a shithead. Those are my favorite things about him.
You know who's a big Tatis fan?
This guy?
Probably my friend Steph, huge Tatis fan.
Dope. They're fun.
She made a sign for the Rockies takeover that we had last year that was for a Rockies Padres game. She like made a big sign that said, "Show me your Tatis."
Did he?
No. But he did see the sign. And that was really exciting.
I feel like Machado would have.
He gave her the nod. But we were sitting like in the outfield, like in right field.
The best place to sit.
Which is like, you know, that's his territory. It was very fun and very fortunate. So yeah, Padres, that's their storyline. Where are reinforcements coming? The Dodgers, their big storyline. How will Yoshinobu Yamamoto adapt to the majors? Also, shocking that somehow Shohei Ohtani is not their biggest season. Their biggest story this coming season. The Diamondbacks are wondering, how will they deal with these heightened expectations? I'm not going to lie. My expectations for the Diamondbacks are pretty dang high. The bar is really high right now for them. So, yeah, that's a fair thing to worry about. Outside of our division, the Cubs are wondering, is there still a big addition coming? Yeah, the Cubs have had such a weird, weird offseason. Specifically, like, looking at you, Cody Bellinger, he still hasn't decided where he's going to go. I mean, I'm going to blame Scott Boras for this, but yeah. Sidebar, fans and insiders are all getting concerned that there might not be a big addition coming for the Cubs.
Can we interest you in a Chris Bryant for a second overall pick?
Would you guys like to have a Chris Bryant back? Because we have one.
We actually have one more than we need.
Oh. If you need a guy who's going to play 80 games, oh my gosh.
But he'll sell them shirts for you, baby.
Oh, yes. Nothing but love and respect for Chris Bryant. The Cardinals are wondering how much improvement their pitching staff has made. We definitely have one of their old pitchers, so hopefully their pitching has spiraled after that. The Nats, who also finished last in their division, have basically the same storyline to look at that the Rockies were offered, the top prospects in camp. But ours is more exciting. Ours is more exciting. So, by the way, as we're watching all of these stories unfold before our eyes, as spring training starts or gets closer, it's been 11 days since the Rockies made a single transaction. They haven't done a dang thing. And I don't think they will do anything until spring training. Because they did that last year.
If
started bringing in a few guys.
If that.
If that. If that, exactly. I say I could see the Rockies make one move this spring training.
What's the move that you want the most?
Just pitching, man. Starting pitching. I'll take some relievers, fuck it, but I would love some starting pitching.
Is Ashley Tisdale dating a pitcher at all that we might be able to bring in here?
The only celebrity I can think of who's actually dating a pitcher. Oh, hold on. Well, Kelly Nash is married to Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel can't pitch at elevation, so.
He'll fit right in.
I'm pretty sure last time Dallas Keuchel was at Coors Field, it was like this season. I don't even remember what team he was playing for this season, this most recent season. But I was just like, he's still pitching? He's still here?
What about Verlander? Isn't he married to somebody famous?
Oh my gosh, yes, of course, Kate Upton. She's so incredible. Justin Verlander, famously never fucking coming here. He's so famous for never playing for the Rockies, and he never will. Ashley Tisdale, no, definitely not dating a pitcher.
Is Corbin Bleu or Zac Efron around me? we can get the whole High School Musical cast in here. I'm down.
You know what? If you are a major league pitcher and or a former Disney star, you are so qualified. We will take you.
Come it's good in. For the brand, right?
So good. For the brand. All right, guys, I will read all y'all's comments in just a second. We got to mention our friends at Game Time. I have a feeling some people bought some last minute tickets for the Super Bowl with Game Time. I mean, for the big game. Oh my gosh, I'm not trying to get sued. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl's over, so. Does it matter? Sue me. Game time. What a great place to go, by the way, for last minute tickets. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets for your next big event because Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, all the music, all the comedy shows, even theater. All of those events near you. And they've got last minute deals. They've got all in prices. You're going to see a view from your seat and their best price guarantee. Game Time just takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I use Game Time all the time for all kinds of stuff. I use it during baseball season too, because it's really easy to get such a good deal on baseball tickets because there's so many games.
$5 Tuesday morning tickets are the best.
Yes.
Hands down. Favorite of the year, every year.
How many Rockies games are you going to make it to this season?
I always say I want to make it. Right now, I'm negotiating for opening day.
Oh. How are you negotiating? Who are you negotiating with?
The wifey.
Got it. Are you negotiating with work?
Well, I hopefully don't have to work that day. But I am negotiating. I'm trying to go to opening day. And we have a few other lineups, a few other games that we've picked out that we'd like to go with. So.
Yeah.
I'm hoping 10, and all thanks to Game Time.
Okay. All right. I like that. I will probably do that more, both as a member of the press and as a person who buys tickets.
You might lap me by about 1,700 more.
I think I only missed three games last year. It was because I had to go to a wedding. Anyway, let's get back on track. Game Time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now. Create an account and use code DNVR. That will land you $20 off your first purchase. Again, terms do apply. But download the app. Use code DNVR. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price guaranteed. You can guarantee I'm drinking a Breck Brew every time I'm in this building because Breck Brew is our OG craft beer sponsor. They've been with us for such a long time. Our beer of the month right now, Avalanche Ale. But Breck Brew has a beer for any occasion. No better way to catch a game than with an ice cold pint glass full of your favorite Breck Brew. You can find your favorite Breck Brew near you. Maybe it's the Avalanche Ale. Maybe it's the Mile High City Golden Ale. Maybe it's the Broncos Country Pale Ale. Don't worry, that beer will never deliver a Lombardi Trophy to a team you hate. Funslinger, Good Company Hard Seltzer, whichever one you are looking for, check out the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. Yaya, did I hear you genuinely laughing?
Genuinely laughing. That's what took that. That's the one that took me out.
That's the one. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Let's check the comments. Also, shout out to Justin in the chat. Sergio's in the chat. Sergio also tried to make fun of me for being stuck in traffic. I should have started a couple minutes late. The Broncos guys had a lot of stuff to talk about. They had some diehard exclusive content to talk about.
I wonder why. It's not like we're just a week at a Super Bowl.
It's not like the biggest freaking event in their sport just happened. I couldn't possibly imagine. Sergio did add, Elway, what the fuck? Yeah, I agree. I agree. Sergio, the Dunkin' Donuts ad was pretty good. The Dunkin' Donuts ad was actually my favorite. I'm extremely biased, though, because I've lived in New England. And what we saw was a celebration of shitty New England culture, but I loved it.
Actually, that's the one I remember. I love Tom Brady.
And how did they get Tom Brady?
I mean, he's not doing anything. He's not playing or anything. Like
he ain't got no wife.
He also needs the money now. He needs more money now that Giselle took all of it. Like,
yeah. Do you think Giselle took all of it? Do we know?
Well, she was the breadwinner of that family.
Yeah. I mean, he still made good money.
But not
Giselle money.
Exactly. He's not living at the same level he thought he was going to live after that divorce. I'm telling you that much.
Sergio, it's okay. It's okay. Roger, red Circle K is better than 7-Eleven. Oh, every day a Circle K is better than 7-Eleven.
Actually, I stopped by a Circle K this morning and got myself a few snacks.
Snacks?
I got what kind of snacks? I got my nicotine pouches, I got myself a Red Bull, and I got myself a little Liquid Death, and this is how I'm surviving today.
Oh, you know what? I'll say whatever you need to get through the day, I will let it happen. Thank you for your transparency. I appreciate it.
By the way, those are my snacks, the nicotine pouches.
I mean, listen, you got to do what you got to do. You guys were on a bender. A bender where you still had to go to work. Yeah. okay, guys, let's get into some baseball headlines. Some new updates on Nashville's journey to fight for an MLB team. Dave Stewart, who, by the way, a 3-time World Series champion, all-star pitcher, a GM, and an agent. He wants that Major League Baseball team in Nashville to be minority-owned. He would be one of those owners. This is per a report from Tom Verducci. Sports Illustrated is apparently still putting out stories, by the way. I didn't even know anyone was still in the building, but good for them. Fascinating. I would love that. What an amazing touch. And also, I know that there's been talk, like, if that team does go to Nashville, they might call the team the Nashville Stars, which was the name of the Negro League team that was there. So I think that would just be an extra layer of an amazing story.
I think it's also really smart for Nashville to not brand, but put themselves in a situation where they're inclusive to all, especially in a city that's never had a baseball team.
Yeah.
So making a team like this for everybody, not just for the select few, makes it really smart to grow that fan base at the end of the day, right?
And you know what? It's not like an afterthought. It's not like a, oh my gosh, like it's 2024 now. We have to do this. It's like, no, they want to start this off on the right foot in an inclusive way that like we can all appreciate.
And that's a perfect way to do it. Inclusive, including everybody in baseball should be the way baseball should be heading.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Jerks and Profar might be included in the Padres this season. Our old friend who, when he was on a break from the Padres last year, played for the Rockies. Do you remember?
Needing a break from the Padres. It's everybody in San Diego.
They were on a break. This is also according to a couple of reports, AJ Cassavelli from Cassavell, sorry, I like turned it so Italian, wrote about this on MLB.com. San Diego apparently signed a one-year contract. This is pending physical. Good move for them because they do need some outfielders. Fernando Tatis and Jose Azokar are the only rostered Padres outfielders right now. He'd be a great depth piece, a great bench piece. Like, maybe you can put him at first base if you want. Like, you can kind of, like, move him around a little bit. He can DH, and he can have a million-dollar smile in your clubhouse. What more do you want? What more could you possibly want? Have you ever wanted to see John Cena playing professional baseball, Yaya?
John Cena guy right here. That was my childhood. It's so unfortunate. I still don't know what he looks like.
I loved seeing the video of this. Apparently, the Savannah Bananas do not have an off season. They posted this video of John Cena's walkout, walking out of the dugout, and the team lined up on each side for him to run out, and they're all doing the thing, the face. What do we call this?
It's just called that. You can't see me.
That's you can't see me. They're doing that.
He's also way too big to be playing baseball.
How old is John Cena? Like, he's
upper 30s for sure, but he just looks too big to run the bases, honestly.
I do love that he brought the championship belt, of course. Is he, like, allowed to leave the house without it contractually?
It's actually, if you are the champion, it's your belt. So if you want to take it to another promotion because you got fired, it's yours. You can take it to another promotion. Legally.
Oh, I love this. So it's not like a Stanley Cup where they all have to share it.
No, like for
like
that.
Like everyone gets a turn with it.
Exactly. Once you grab it, like if it's yours, like you can do what you want with it.
You know what? That's how it should be. It should be a gift for winning.
For winning something they told you were going to win, you should be able
for
to
for winning this very scripted thing. John Cena, of course, always super entertaining. This game happened in Tampa Bay, by the way. Brought back the belt. He struck out on a fastball down the middle, and then he charged the mound, like kind of like playing like he was going to start a fight, but then just like congratulated the pitcher. So I thought that was fun. He had fun with it. According to the PA announcer, Cena hasn't played baseball since he was 15 years old. He does not look like a guy who's kept up with baseball. Also, his batting stance. What is this? What is this CJ Crone batting stance where he's just like standing up straight?
You know what? Let's just give him a... Let's just give him the biggest strike zone they can get. So let's see if he can strike out as quickly as possible.
I love it. You know, I love that the Savannah Bananas are apparently on their world tour right now. Like, when are they not on a world tour? The next stop on the tour is Peoria, Arizona, which is great timing. Great time to be in Arizona, especially for baseball, because spring training, all of the pitchers and catchers are really reporting this week. So I'm wondering what other surprise cameos they could get in, like, I mean, I consider Arizona to be like the capital of the baseball world in the spring training time frame. Honestly, like the whole offseason, like so many players live there. Arizona spring training is just like more centralized than Florida spring training. So everyone's like kind of around the same area. Let's be real. They're all living in Scottsdale.
Honestly, just give me Barry Bonds and the Savannah Bananas and I'm all in.
That would be so... Are bananas a performance enhancing drug?
Could be if you're Barry Bonds. According to Barry Bonds, everything is.
No one test Andre for PEDs. PEB is performance enhancing bananas. Okay. Moving on, let's talk about some of our favorite tweets of the weekend. I loved this. All right, so we saw that moment where Travis Kelce was chewing out head coach Andy Reid. Listen, just because you're dating a billionaire doesn't mean you can yell at your boss. You know, we did get some new intel, though. Maybe he wasn't yelling at his boss. Maybe he was saying, hold on, hold on. Her sister was a witch, right? You're going to look at me and you're going to tell me I'm wrong, bro? That's what I like to think he was saying.
I don't know that reference.
Oh, my gosh. Are you're not. Alyssa, do you know that reference?
I
Man, it's a very famous video. Well, I can't. It's not fun if I like explain the video. So it's like, it's about.
It's
I'm
not
gonna
fun.
Do it anyway.
You still do it. Love it.
Still do it. Okay, so it's about Wicked. It's like the Wicked Witch of the West. She was a witch, but her sister was a princess. Okay. Bro, like yeah. It's good. It's good. I promise it's funny. Even
Kale,
if you don't think it's funny.
Kale would have been better for this joke than anybody else. Yeah. This is a Kale joke right up the alley.
But it's nice to know that like you guys don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Also, you're talking to a lot of like 25 to 40-year-old men on this podcast. Get to explain to them too.
We're like all the same age in this room, okay? So
but not men.
I just hadn't seen Wicked yet.
Oh man, these are some deep cuts. All right. You know, hey, we have to see the movie Wicked because there's way too much drama coming out of it.
Exclusive DNVR showing and the big screen.
They better invite me to the premiere. I used to be such an Ariana Grande fan. I'm like so annoyed with her right now. I can't even believe we're giving her the airtime right now. Anyway, I'm going to throw that joke in the garbage. Whoever wrote that, what a dummy. We did mention there is that one moment during the post-game celebrations last night where we saw John Elway hand-delivering the Lombardi Trophy to the Chiefs. Kale, our very own Kale, the most down-bad Broncos country has ever been. Ain't that the freaking truth? Man, they couldn't have scripted it worse. The writers of the NFL certainly could not resist this. The Puppy Bowl writers could not either. A Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift reference. Travis Klossy and Taylor Swift. Two dogs in the audience at the Puppy Bowl. It's a love story. Baby, just say yes, because you're going to have to hear about it whether you like it or not. All right, and this is the last one because I know a lot of people hated it. Or at least they hated it coming from a Rockies account. Everyone shut up. It's baseball season now. Scroll through the replies. People fucking hated this tweet. Just specifically because the Rockies have so many haters right now. This one guy was like, no, it's like hockey and basketball season. Let the championship teams take center stage so we can forget that the Broncos and Rockies are what they are. Sir, this is a baseball account. What the fuck else do you want me to talk about on a baseball account? Make it make sense. Yeah, we got dragged. It's okay. Another day, another public dragging here for all of us Rockies fans. Oh my gosh. Why? Okay. Hold on. Why? There's a comment in here that says way to go Chiefs. And like the profile picture is a Steelers logo. What the hell is going on in the comments right now?
If the Niners win, they tie everybody else for six rings, like the Cowboys, the Steelers and everything.
Oh.
So I think they didn't want them to tie. It's
Who
a weird,
fucking cares?
It's a weird flex.
Who cares?
If it's not your rivals, why do you care?
I know. Weird. Weird flex, but okay, dude. Whatever you need to do to make this about you. Because I would never do something like that. I would never make something about myself that wasn't actually about me. Right? Never.
It's not on brand.
Never. Oh, my gosh. You know what is on brand? Coming right back here to the DNVR Sports YouTube channel at 12:15 on Wednesday. Because that is the next time we're going to do the show. A.K.A. PNC Eve. And I'm excited. I am pumped. Yeah. Do you have any closing thoughts? Anything on your heart before we go?
I thoroughly enjoyed the show. That's my closing thought for the day.
Thank you so much for saying that. I needed it after you guys totally roasted my joke for not being very good.
Didn't roast it. Just didn't get it.
You know what? I heard it and like they didn't. So...
Susie's also very taking this very personal.
I'm taking it so I just like wasn't expecting it to go flat like that. I'm usually very funny. Guys, we'll bring you a very funny show on Wednesday at 12:15. You can follow Yaya on Twitter at what is your handle?
It is. I have it pulled up because I knew you were coming at me. It's YAHIR_Vasquez, VAZQUE_.
Yes. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And of course, you can follow all the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. And you know what I love to say about closing out a show?
What you like to say, Suze?
That's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you guys on Wednesday. Have a good one.